Proclamation number 8221 of 23rd of July, 1962. Limitation of knowledge. The knowledge you can receive from me is inexhaustible, yet your soul must have reached a certain degree of maturity so that you are receptive to it, so that you can accept it and also understand it. Spiritual realms can be opened up to you which would make you unspeakably happy, but which require a certain degree of realization, and therefore your degree of love has to be very high in order to grasp the depth and wisdom of my work and activity. For your earthly life, however, knowledge is already sufficient, which proves to you the love, wisdom and power of a God and Creator, and which explains your relationship to this God and Creator, for then it is also possible for you to live your earthly life consciously, conscious of your responsibility and conscious of your task. Yet you can constantly increase your knowledge, for no limits are set for you by me. You only have to let the light of love in you become a bright flame yourselves, and to the same extent your inner enlightenment will also grow, for only your degree of love determines your knowledge and the degree of your realization. Thus you yourselves set limits for me if my spiritual spark in you can only shine in a certain strength. If its working in you is limited by your still deficient degree of love and maturity. But you yourselves can also transcend every limit of your knowledge and attain the deepest realization if you let the love within you grow into the brightest glow. Then I will distribute spiritual goods to you without measure. I will guide you into truth and everything will be well understandable to you. You will also be allowed to receive and pass on profound truths. But the sphere in which both the recipient as well as the person to whom such spiritual knowledge is imparted must always be filled with love, because only a purified sphere can receive my ray of light of love. Because love itself can only express itself to love. The wisdom from me is unlimited. And the degree of perfection determines the limits which therefore the human being sets for himself as long as he is not yet filled with love. I give you humans much when I impart knowledge to you about your purpose of existence and your task, and when I initiate you into all correlations and your relationship with your God and Creator. But you could still experience far more and feel endless happiness. But I work according to the law of eternal order, and I keep to the limits which the will of man himself has drawn. But I am also always willing to increase my gifts of grace if you humans tear down the limits yourselves, if you develop love within yourselves such that the light within you becomes ever stronger and you then also become receptive to deeper knowledge. Because then you will also be able to understand everything for which an increased light of love has to shine within you. But whatever comes to you through the working of my spirit will always pull you out of the darkness of spirit. You can possess earthly goods in abundance, and yet it can be dark around you as long as you don't have love within you, which is the light that signifies an unheard of grace for every human being. Because he is not yet perfect on earth and therefore also does not have clarity within himself, his origin and his goal. But I give you a light because I don't want you to perish in darkness, and because I want to show you the right path which leads out of darkness into light. Yet this knowledge can only be given to you in a limited way. But you can receive profound knowledge and all truth at any time if your free will strives for it. And truly, you will feel overwhelming happiness if you seriously strive for perfection and thereby also give me the opportunity to introduce you ever deeper into truth, to help you gain knowledge which then can never be taken away from you. Which is and remains your spiritual wealth, and which you now also take over into eternity, into the kingdom which is your true home. The kingdom where there is light and freedom and bliss. Amen.